Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates is on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line. Nothing official yet, Jack, except that Mayor Byron Brown has been offered the top job at OTB, which could potentially set off a major political shakeup in Buffalo. I mean, there's a large segment of the community who have only known Byron Brown as mayor. How big a deal is this, potentially?
I think it's a very big deal. As you mentioned, the mayor has been in office for a long time. And, his influence in the city and the Western New York community goes beyond that. He served as chair of the state Democratic Party. He's been involved in all sorts of things. And so having him step down, I think, is very significant.
Well, it might set off a whole chain of events here, a big switch up. We've seen a couple of them, actually. Actually, why don't we start here, Jack? We've had Brian Higgins leaving Congress after so many years. Now, Byron Brown poised to leave City Hall after being there for so many years. This new look of Buffalo in the politics world, I mean, what kind of impact could this type of changeover have on, well, people's lives?
Well, absolutely. I mean, having Brian Higgins leave after a lifetime of distinguished service, in Congress, but also around before, I think it really is a changing of the guard. And I think it's one of those things that only happens once in a generation, right? It's rare enough that we've had folks in office for a long time, which leads to some stability. In some ways, that can be very positive that the same folks are at the helm. At the same time, it can lead to a little, lack of new ideas, lack of change and some getting in a rut, too. So I think it's a big deal, especially because the mayor of Buffalo is such an influential position. Not only does it affect the day-to-day lives of the citizens, but to a large extent, as goes the city, goes the whole community. So That vision, that ability to attract development, that, you know, what services are being provided to citizens, it makes a huge difference.
Talk, if you can, about the middle of a term exit, which we saw with Brian Higgins. Obviously, it was beneficial for Tim Kennedy. And looks like if this goes through, it would be pretty beneficial to Chris Scanlon.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've seen some criticism out there of folks leaving in the middle of their term. If they wanted to leave, maybe they shouldn't run again. But I think there's also not necessarily these jobs don't always come up at the same time in the electoral cycle. And I also think that it's not fair to underestimate the toll that being a public servant takes. I mean, there are plenty of legitimate criticisms out there of a lot of our elected officials, but one's not that they don't work hard. And the amount of hours that someone like a Brian Higgins, someone like a Mayor Brown puts in, I mean, being mayor is a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job, and I think that does take a toll on you. And so at a certain point, when an opportunity is there, they're going to take it. At the same time, it's not great for democracy with a small d, and I think some folks are rightly upset about that.
The big rumored name has been Sean Ryan. He released a statement after this happened, and I want to read part of it to you. For the first time in nearly two decades, Buffalo will have a chance to address our many challenges with a clean slate and fresh eyes. I have no doubt we can overcome all of these challenges and create a brighter future for the people of Buffalo. Now, that sounds like somebody who might have interest in running for mayor, and certainly somebody who, kind of from the sound of that statement, is happy to see Byron Brown go.
I think both things are true. You know, there have been rumors for a while that the mayor was leaving, and there have been rumors for a while that State Senator Ryan is looking to run. I mean, I think you can look at some of the work he did in Albany last year, delivering housing, money for Buffalo, infrastructure money. You know, he's been focused on the city for a long time, rightfully so, with his district the way it is. But I think you can see that focus is there. And I think clearly he's going to be running on it's time for a change and a big one.
Jack, what would Mayor Brown's legacy be if this does go through?
Well, I think his legacy starts with the rebirth of Buffalo. I mean, I think the very fact that there are folks out there saying that the redevelopment, that the renaissance of Buffalo has been uneven, and it has, the fact is we're talking about a renaissance. We're talking about, the what's happened at the waterfront, what's happened in some of our commercial districts, and those are big changes from where we were 20 years ago. I think that's a big part of this. We're talking about a city that for the first time in 70 or 80 years had a population that grew in the census. I think all of those will be his legacy. And then there's questions about parts of the city that haven't enjoyed that yet, and where that goes. And I think those are questions for the next mayor about how you spread that out and how you keep it going and take it to the next level.
Well, Jack, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates helping us analyze what happens next after Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown named new president and CEO of Western Regional OTB.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.